Proclamation number 4165 of 12th of November, 1947. Truth only originates in God. Only that is truth which has its origin in me is the eternal truth. There is only one truth, and this is conveyed to earth by me myself through my spirit. You humans should understand that truth can never originate from humans, for the human being, as an imperfect creature, is distant from truth as long as he is not united with me, because truth cannot exist outside of me. Distance from me likewise signifies wrong thinking, ignorance and lack of powers of cognition. Consequently, the human being will not be able to distinguish truth from error, but will always lean towards error in a state of remoteness from God, because it corresponds to his imperfect nature. Only when he is united with me will he accept the truth from me and also recognize it as such. And even if the truth is not offered to him by me in an extraordinary form through the inner word, his line of thought will still be right, for his thinking is guided by the Spirit. He will be enlightened and therefore also stand in truth. Hence the bond with me must always be established first, and this requires seclusion and inner immersion in spiritual problems, questions which the human being desires to be answered, heartfelt thoughts of me and appeals for my help, for right thinking, for enlightenment of the Spirit. Then he will desire the truth and it will be given to him. But then the human being will also have to compare with the spiritual knowledge which was offered him by people, and he will realize that the latter differs considerably from that which is imparted to him by me. For I reserve the right to distribute the truth myself. But what comes from me, what obviously originates from me, can be accepted and also defended as pure truth with utmost certainty, and therefore I choose servants for myself on earth who directly receive knowledge from me which is to be addressed as pure truth, because it demonstrably has no other origin than the spiritual kingdom, since the act of transmission proceeds extraordinarily, thus eliminating human thought. And now this spiritual knowledge conveyed by me to earth can confidently be used as a standard for knowledge to be examined. What agrees with it is truth, what deviates from it can be rejected as error and also branded accordingly. For error is seeds of Satan, error is my adversary's means to oust me from people's hearts and to increase his power. You humans are too lenient towards error. You do not recognize its great danger and therefore you do not fight it but tolerate it. But I cannot tolerate it and therefore instruct my servants to fight it strictly and to drop all tolerance if it is necessary to expose error and put forward truth. I demand that my servants fight with the sword of their mouth and endow them with all gifts to successfully take action against everything that contradicts the truth from me, which does not have its origin in me. I alone distribute the truth, but I consider all who want to stand in truth, for the desire for truth also proves the desire for me myself, and I will never deny myself. But I also demand as a gift in return that the recipient of truth will speak up for it towards his fellow human beings who are still under the sway of the one who fights against everything that comes from me and who, as the Prince of Lies, will always try to undermine the pure truth so that I will no longer be recognized, so that people will walk in darkness and shun the light which, through my love, shines for them again and again, for all those who desire to be in the light. Amen.